What's up, everybody? It's your boy JT Thompson back with you with another episode of Gym Talk. I'm here to talk with everybody today about the decisions we make and the things we learn along the way of our life journey. Just the other day, I experienced some different things with myself. So I like to always put myself in something that I'm talking about, so that way I don't want to single out nobody or nothing like that, because we all got struggles and we all got different things that we go through. But anyhow, I've witnessed some things myself the other day, and the decisions that I've made in my younger youth, it's a true fact that some of those things come back to haunt you, whether if it's just doing dumb things when you were younger, hanging out and partying, whatever it may be. The decisions we make, we have to be careful. Relationships, finances, the people we choose to involve in our life, our friends, the people that we accept as associates that we allow to talk to us, because the things you hear can be the things that hinder you. They can be the things that put you in a vulnerable state to make dumb decisions. And we have to be careful of that. We will learn. One way or another, we will definitely learn because of the decisions that we make. And we have to be very cautious and conscious of the people we let around us and the company we keep and the things that we choose to intake, the things that we choose to look at, the things that we choose to hear. All that stuff plays a part in how you think throughout the day. We don't need to be around a negative environment. Our goal, I think everybody preach about on Facebook to Instagram is, being in a positive environment and, being an inspiration to others and motivating people and everything. Everybody speak on positivity, but the truth is we happen to live in a negative environment, and we have to put our minds in a positive environment because of the situations that we currently live in. I wouldn't care if you was rich and living in Bloomfield Hills or Rodale Drive. We all, to a certain degree, live in a negative environment with so much negativity around us and so much access for negativity to get to us. So the things that we choose to intake and the decisions we make, we will learn. We will learn one way or the other. And, my prayer for everyone is just to make the right decisions and to do the right things and to do the things that's going to be prosperous to you in your life, especially when you start getting older in your age and getting up there and getting more mature. Because the things I think we all can agree is, once we start hitting that late 30s, early 40s, we start saying, damn, if I could go back in my 20s and just do it all over again one more time, the things that I would change. And in retrospect, some of those things that we did do only made us better. Some of those dumb things and those mistakes we did only made us better and only made us think the way we think today. Because who knows, if we would have had the chance to go back, I'm pretty sure we all want to change some things and do some things a little bit different. But in retrospect, we have to learn from our mistakes, and we have to learn to make better decisions. We have to learn to make, better choices. We have to think better. So, it's one of those, that old saying goes, especially biblically, you speak what you want to happen into existence. We have to think what we want to happen into existence. That is such a true statement. If we think it, and we think that the outcome is going to be good, 9 times out of 10, that outcome is going to be all right. But if we think a negative outcome and we're not sure, sometimes it goes sour and it's not what we want. That can be from love, relationships. That can be from finances. It can be from just maintaining your household. Everything. Those things we think about and speak about, it's true. They come into existence, and we have to be very, very, very cautious, and we have to take things that we do today seriously. We have to be way more seriously. Not trying to get too political, but look at the people that's running our country. Whether if you agree with me or not, I get it. Everybody had their own option of who they want to run our country. But when you look at the people, I'm not saying how the country is doing, but the people that are making these decisions and the things that come out of their mouth and the things that they say, man, it's horrible. You know what I'm saying? So we, you know, even from that, we vote for certain people to run our country, and we think that it's going to be a great outcome. And the outcome may be cool, but the things that come out of people's mouth can be, you know, just, I can't even get the word for it. It could be just horrible. It could be horrible. That's the only thing I could say. It could be just the wrong timing for certain things to come out of people's mouth. Anyway, that's my rant. I'm not going to go too long on it today, but I just wanted to put some insight in everybody and a little bit of food for thought. Let's be careful about the decisions we make, because like I said, we will learn one way or the other. We will learn a good thing or we'll learn a bad thing. We have to, from that thing that we learn, we have to go to the next level and be better. We have to make sure that next time things come out better. We have to think better. We have to talk better. All right, so that's my rant for the day. It's your boy JT Thompson, and I'm out. Holla.